Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
Take a number. Welcome in, guys. Another edition of Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe and Ari want to welcome you guys in as we try to make heads or tails of this week. No more... more NBA basketball playoffs championship, no more NHL. So we dive into, I don't know, one of the many other sports that we got going on here, Dane. Plenty of opportunities make it rain here, guys. So don't get all bummed out. And there is a congratulations in order, I believe, here, Dane. So, certainly for you and the guys there in the pit of misery. Looks like the New York State Senate passed that sports betting bill yesterday. So it does look like, in fact, you guys are on your way to having mobile sports betting in the state of New York. So,
yes,
how cool is that? Now, obviously, they have to pass Cuomo and the others that are there. But I guess that was the major hurdle for you guys, was being able to get it passed the assembly. And now, as long as Cuomo doesn't screw it up, you guys basically have the opportunity right now to get yourself in the near future, man. You guys are going to have no more crossing over the bridge to try to get into New Jersey. It looks like you guys are ready to rock and roll with sports mobile betting here soon, brother. That's congratulations in order.
Thank you. I'm into that. And by the way, I just checked, and Joe, did you see that bill pass 57-5?
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Yeah, hallelujahs are right. You got to be kidding me. It would also allow, I guess there's a provision in that bill. I guess the mobile betting bill will include a provision to allow any professional sports stadium or arena to eventually take wagers via kiosks as long as there's 15,000 seats. So you'll actually be able to go to Yankee Stadium, Citi Field. You'll actually be able to attend these games and actually walk right up to a kiosk and lay the run line on a game. How cool is that?
I'm very into this. The question is, though, Joe, 15,000 seats or 15,000 people in attendance? Because based on what it looks like might happen this offseason for the New York Knicks, the Garden may not be filled to capacity, even though people thought that it would be bright days ahead for the Knickerbockers.
I love it. I believe there are four locations in upstate New York that already have, I guess, what they consider to be retail, so they'll just open them up there. But,
but those are upstate.
The fact that you've allowed it, and I can't believe it, but I think that tells you what the vote was. The idea that you allowed New Jersey to get the jump and get all of that New York money heading over there, crossing over the bridge and then coming back. I think those days are over here, guys. New Jersey, by the way, the numbers came in their first year, took in more than $3 billion in bets.
Wow.
$3 billion and bets. And by the way, 80% of that $3 billion in jerseys, it came, you know how? Mobile betting. Yes. And I gotta believe a good portion of that 80%, my friend, was from people crossing over the bridge in order to be able to place the bet and then turning it around. I know there were some dudes on trains. I know one guy that he'd make a daily train ride just to be able to get into New Jersey and then come right back. I'm like, it was crazy to me that they, states like New York, and we've seen other states like Indiana and Iowa who, once one state gets it passed, the neighboring states like, yeah, okay, guys, we're not going to allow this to happen. We're going to keep the money in state. So I got to imagine that the amount of money in New York alone for the sports betting, that big $3 billion number in New Jersey, I got to believe there's going to be a dent in that, because that money's going to stay in New York now.
Yeah, you got to absolutely think that. I have done it myself. I didn't go over on trips just to bet. But for example, one night I was picking up my fiance for a flight coming back into Newark. And I was like, yeah, baby, I'll pick you up. Waiting for her to land. Bang, I'm on there. You know, going to a barbecue with a friend that happens to live in Jersey. Part of the appeal is I get to place a couple of bets. So now I get to do that right from the comfort of my own home. I thoroughly agree with it. And by the way, like I said, it went 57-5, you know, so Cuomo, you better sign that or else risk your constituency. And it's great that this will be something else we could add as we get into football season. Any word though, Joe, on when it becomes, when it happens, when it starts? Is it July 1?
That's as soon as Cuomo, it's on his way to his desk now. Right?
So they go on break, I think.
Yep, that's correct. It could be, you know, he said it, he's planning on having it this year. So I would imagine by football season, you guys will be able to log on. I mean, barring obviously any sort of, you know, somebody standing up and being like, hell no, that's not going to work. I don't see this. I think this is pretty much already a done deal. How cool is that provision though? How cool would it be going to Yankee Stadium or Citi Field and be like, you know what, honey, I'll be right back. I'm going to go lay a bed here. No run in the third inning.
I don't like
inning.
The way his curve looks today. I think he's getting hammered. Let me go bet this. You know, it looks like he's got some control issues.
Yes.
You know, or like I was saying, you know, check this out, Joe. You know how I'm fading Edwin Jackson left and right, right?
Yes.
It turns out that they then changed the starting pitcher, you know, but then it turns out that he's just an opener and they bring in Edwin Jackson, I think, right afterwards. And Justin Upton, who's returning from the IL, is like, hey, you're going to give me this guy in my first at-bat back? Sure. Bang, zoom to the moon. Home run, Justin Upton. I know you nailed that over, I think it was, as well, right?
Yep.
We all knew to fade the Blue Jays if Edwin Jackson isn't anywhere near the slab.
Might I say that the idea of kiosks in maybe baseball stadiums, might I say the attendance could rise a little bit because of that? Do you or at
you
least
think
at
so?
The... At the very least, will people stay longer through the game?
Not if they can just do it on the phone, though. Here's the thing. If you could just do it on the phone, then the fact that it's like going to the game just to be able to have access to the kiosk, I don't think is that pull. Because if it's available on the phone, then it doesn't really matter.
You know what they do?
I don't even have to leave my seat.
It's a good point. But I know the NFL sometimes what they'll do is they'll block the signals in the stadium so you can't get like the NFL Sunday ticket. You can't. So maybe they force you to go to the kiosk. Could be a possibility, too, where they shut it down. But either way, guys, you're going to be betting in stadiums in New York and many other states. So we're excited stuff, man. All right. We'll get the ball rolling here. We'll recap everything that happened last night. Coming up, Make It Rain.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, welcome back here on a Tuesday. As we make it rain here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Want to thank you guys very much for stopping by here today as we celebrate along with Toronto yesterday, right? The idea that that they are champions. Only a bit of a problem yesterday during that parade, Dane, and a little crazy. I heard Bavona at the top of the hour talk about it and how, listen, things were going well. Million people in downtown. It looked absolutely awesome. What a party it was until, of course, the gunshots started to go off. And then, unfortunately, there seemed to be just people going in every different direction. It was kind of crazy. And the pictures, too, that we've got show just how absolutely nuts it was. And I know our boy Rich there on social media had posted a video. Let me see if we can get this up here, that that shows you just how crazy it was yesterday as this was going on. I mean, this was, I guess, part of the whole downtown area. That was when the shots started to ring. As you can see, it just starts, you know, people start going everywhere. And now there were people actually shot. Nobody died, thank goodness, in this. Right. Police did end up arresting, I believe, four people along the way. So that was good news. But my word, man. I mean, just the idea that, you know, that was unfortunately ruined. Now, the parade continued to go on. Nothing changed there. But that was just kind of, that was just crazy. I mean, they estimated 1.5 million people showed up in downtown Toronto for the parade. 1.5 million. None of the people who were hit, fortunately, were any sort of life threatening or anything along those lines. Three people were arrested. No word on the motive yet, but you kind of hate to see that, you know, especially in such what everything was going so well. It was so good yesterday to see that many people come out and celebrate what was going on with the Raptors. I also want to send a shout out to the Golden State Warriors who did something really classy too. They took out a full page ad in that Toronto Star, congratulating the Toronto Raptors. So, you know, and then there was Drake, who continues to act as if he does, you know, this is part of his championship, which is very strange to me, dude. I have no idea. If I'm a Raptors fan, I don't know if I'm ecstatic that Drake. I mean, it was nice when it was there, but it was a little overload on Drake at the end, wasn't it, man?
It was. I mean, I guess my question is, like, isn't he like some kind of official ambassador or something? Like, isn't he actually, he has some kind of official designation from the team. So I wonder if that kind of like allows him special access, if that allows him to be on floats and things of that nature. But I got to tell you something, Joe, I have had two experiences. I've never been at, you know, I've never been at the parade in Toronto, but mm-hmm. I have been two places. One, I've been at a very big Mardi Gras parade when shots were fired. when there was a shooting like two blocks away from me, okay? So I have had that experience of being in a huge crowd reveling and all of a sudden chaos ensues, okay? That happened to me in a Mardi Gras parade, oh, at this point, probably 10 years back. And also, wow. And I went to the Yankees World Series parade after their first championship, okay, of the dynasty in 1996, all right? Mm-hmm. And I remember just the feeling of millions and millions of people. And there were also a few like kind of stampedes there. There were a couple of things. All I'll say there from that story, it's a story for off camera, Joe. All I have to say is I still have some artifacts from that parade. I have the siren cover on okay. That was on top of a cop car, you know, like the sirens that I have literally still the cover of one of those sirens, because there was let's say there was just a little bit of a mob mentality going on a broken down cop car that was like chilling on Broadway that day.
Okay, see, now those
so
are the
I
kinds
understand.
Of things. Yeah,
I understand
those are the kinds of things we need.
To these things.
Those
Listen,
are the kinds of stories
like a,
we need.
The crowd is like a block deep. You see these kind of pictures, you know, from overhead. Mm-hmm. It's like a block deep. And so a lot of people sometimes, just to get a view of like the floats that are passing by or whatever, will stand on top of the cars, okay? You don't even know what kind of car it is. So there's a ton of people standing on top of the car, right? And everybody's bouncing up and down on the car. And then the windows just pow, 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 cave in the car. Everyone hops
Crazy.
Off it. And then people realized, it was only then that people realized in this situation that it was even a cop car. And then people
wow.
around there thought that we were going crazy and looting, and like the windows popped out, the trunk popped out, and people were like just taking stuff. And I happened
oh,
to be
damn.
One of the people standing on the car, and people were like just hacking like at the mirrors, at the windshield, at anything, trying to take a souvenir. And people
damn.
Were like, yo, get that for me. And then in the mob mentality, I started ripping off siren covers and stuff like that. I still have one to this day. And I
That's
think the statute
crazy.
Of limitations run out because this was
yes.
1996. In the clip.
Yes, let's hope so. Please, let's hope so. But that's crazy stuff, man. And you got also, I want to send a big shout out to the dude. And what parade isn't without some sort of imposter? And the dude who was the fake Kawhi is priceless, man. And this dude spent like 7 hours signing autographs yesterday. Everywhere he went, guys were coming up to him. He looks like Kawhi. It's
really
great, but you know, how many people there of the 1.5 million really have no idea what Kawhi looks like anyway? But the fact that he was walking around in the jersey and, you know, had the hair and had everything, this dude was a major celebrity there yesterday, signing autographs everywhere he went. How hysterical is that?
That is awesome. And remember, Joe, remember I told you about that Kawhi and Dine policy that local businesses were going to have
yes.
to try and keep Kawhi?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If that's
yes.
the past. This dude should just try every restaurant in town and pop in and be like, yeah, I'm Kawhi. Can I get some free food? You know what I mean?
Love
you
it.
Should take it. Because out of the 3 million there, you know, you got to know there was like a third of them that were just kind of casual fans looking for a day off to celebrate and get drunk in the daytime.
Absolutely, dude. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And again, we told you about that that classy move by the Golden State Warriors taking out that full page ad. It was, Toronto Raptors on their historic achievement, bringing the 2019 NBA championship to the city of Toronto. And it's a picture of Steph and I believe Kyle Lowry is what's on the front there. But really yeah. cool stuff. I mean, I don't think I've ever remember a team in defeat doing that. Like, I don't think I've ever remember LeBron and the Cavs sending that over to Oakland. Right. Like, I don't remember this. I don't know if this was maybe kind of a peace offering because, you know, our minority owner actually, you know, pushed Kyle Lowry. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what it was. It was by the organization. It wasn't by Steph Curry or somebody along those lines. So, you know, really all in all, pretty classy move by the organization. And it just goes to show you at the end of the day, I mean, these guys. It's one of those things, Dan. We talk about it all the time, right? These guys really aren't enemies. It's not the Pistons of the 80s and 90s.
Right.
It's not,
they're
you know,
friends.
The Birds and
Magic.
They're
going to be on a banana boat together in a couple
right.
of months.
Right, exactly. They really do like each other, and it's. I think it's good sportsmanship in a series that, you know, had anything but at times, man. It was. It got a little ugly there for a while, so congratulations to both organizations. I wish Toronto got a little more credit for what's going on. I'm not...
Right.
I'm not big on this whole asterisk thing, as if, their championship doesn't, is is diminished by the fact that people got hurt. I'm fairly certain that people get hurt all the time and pretty much in every finals. With, I mean, didn't LeBron break his hand after game one last year? Yeah, and there, so yeah, I don't get that. I absolutely don't get that. We did actually get word, of course, on now that we know that who's getting what and where as far as the draft, which is coming up here, guys. It'll be here before we know it. It does look like that number. Yeah, that number four pick by the Pelicans being shopped around and the name being given, of course, Bradley Beal. And we talked about it yesterday, too, that it makes sense. I mean, the number four picks, if you look back in the history of the number four picks, guys like Tristan Thompson, a whole bunch of dudes you never heard of. The number four pick usually starts the downhill spiral in the NBA draft. You usually get, you know, top two, top three are guys that will be, you know, future all-stars, so to speak. But you know, once you start getting four, five, six, you start going down a pile. You're like, well, certainly not in the, I shouldn't say in the next 12 to 24 months. What you're going to end up getting is maybe a 6-7 year project kind of situation there. So if you can unload it and get somebody that's NBA ready now, brilliant move by the Pelicans, as far as I'm concerned, if they can pull it off.
Yeah, they can do it. And everyone thinks that this draft has three all-stars in it. So
that's it.
Four is
yep.
kind of that
three
spot.
Game changers. Yeah, you can get a squeeze of fourth. Who knows? We'll talk about it coming up.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and Roto Experts are providing dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Full-time fantasy.
Here's the Yankees lineup now. Sanchez, Luke Voit, Gleyber Torres, LeMahieu, D.D. Gregorius, Judge, Stanton, Hicks, and Carnacion. That is frightening. Seriously, that's a frightening lineup. So, what did the Yankees do? It was clever. They don't have great pitching. Who knows if Severino's going to pitch again this year?
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, welcome back in here, guys. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. It is time to make it rain as we take a quick spin around what happened last night in the world of sports. We'll start in Major League Baseball, Dane, and our New York Yankees there. Pretty impressive by Tanaka going up. What did you what'd you think about what you saw from him last night? And he, by the way, he hasn't done all that well with the Yankees, certainly at home. He seems to have been getting lit up a little bit here this year. But Tanaka delivers last night, and Encarnacion makes his debut, goes 0-for-4, but you still got to believe they're pretty damn dangerous, aren't they?
They are. I told you about this lineup when it all comes back, when we get Judge and Stanton back as well. I mentioned it on Freestyle last night. If you look at what will likely be the Yankees lineup, we're talking about Gleyber Torres maybe in the ninth hole. Gleyber Torres already has 14 home runs on the season. Gleyber Torres is hitting 285 when you go around the horn. And also, I was watching some of that game yesterday. Talk about like the all-star voting. You know, you got like Gary Sanchez leading catchers. You got like Gio Urshela third among third basemen in the fan voting. So that's a different topic for a different day. But yes, that lineup will be stacked. My biggest issue is really about the starting rotation and if they can get another stud arm in a playoff series to go up against the likes of Verlander and Cole. But if they got Tanaka pitching like that, I'll take it. He goes a two-hit shutout. He strikes out 10, and they let him. Interesting. Here's what I'll tell you. What was interesting to me, Joe, is that Boone let him go 111 pitches to get it done, okay? He came out for the ninth with like 100 pitches in, and I was like, what are they doing? They had Chapman warming up, and Tanaka struck out 2, and it was kind of like a 1-2-3 inning. I'm sure if anybody was on, they would have gone to the bullpen. But it's something you don't really see much, a guy going over 110 pitches for a complete game shutout.
No, you really don't. And, of course, we had a few other great games on the slate last night, including the Reds and Astros, right? Our boy Castillo, we told you about it yesterday, going up against Miley. And, boy, did that that kind of deliver, too, as well last night as the Reds took it 3-2, rather, was the score. But both of those teams, they had one hit through 4 1/3 there, and it was a matchup of all matchups. And don't look now, but the Braves are really starting to put their foot on the throat of the people in the National League East. Are they not here, Dane?
Mm-hmm. That is true. Remember, I told you guys that those matchups in the NL East would be very interesting this week for a number of reasons. One, to see if there's any separation, right? But teams like Washington, teams like the Mets, if they keep on toiling below 500 like they are, 4 and 5 games below, if the Braves and the Phillies get a little working margin on them, they may become sellers at the trade deadline in the next month. And they certainly have some pieces that may be attractive to other people. And by the way, Joe, that brings me to our poll question today, okay? And that's what we ask you. Listen, if your team was kind of a fringe contender right around 500 right now, like these teams in the NL East, what would you want them to do? Be buyers and try to make a run at it? Try and go for it? Would you want them to be sellers and kind of like, you know, trust the process or stockpile for the future, or neither? Just kind of play it out and see how it goes and don't be forced into one kind of trade decision. Just go at it with the assets you have. And it's pretty even right now, Joe. What would you do if you were kind of like a Mets fan right now, right below 500, say like an Arizona Diamondbacks kind of fan? Would you want to go for it, or would you try to become sellers and stockpile the farm system at this point in time?
It's tough, man. I mean, it really is tough. I mean, you're New York. You've got now what? Syndergaard on the DL or IL or whatever the hell they call it now. And you've got to figure out. I mean, you've got DeGrom. You've got Mats. You've got Wheeler.
Yeah.
Wheeler got lit up last night there a little bit. But again, the Mets, it's all about the bullpen.
You got Familia and Diaz. Right. And do you need them if you're not? You know, Edwin Diaz could very easily, return a haul from a contender. So could Familia, to be quite honest. You know what I mean? And you don't need a closer if you're going to win 70 games.
No, you don't. And that's, I would expect of all the teams, I would expect the Mets probably somewhere along that all-star break to start figuring out over the next couple of weeks, what do we want to be here? What direction do we want to go? Because it's quite obvious watching that game last night, if you guys caught any of it, Atlanta is a cut above, guys.
They're
just a cut above. Yeah, they really, really are a cut above everyone else. So And you've got no bullpen. They've got some nice pieces, the Mets, but I still think they're a year or so away of trying to put it all together. I know DeGrom got his money. You're always going to get your money's worth with him, but we got to figure out what's happening with Syndergaard here, and that bullpen is just an unmitigated disaster for the Mets. So all of a sudden, the Atlanta Braves and what we thought was going to be what? The Washington Nationals, right? Didn't we? Right. Weren't we anticipating the Nationals to be also, yep. But that game got canceled against the Phillies last night. So it's tough, man. It's tough. It's also, I can tell you this, too, watching the St. Louis Cardinals beat up on the Marlins here in Miami. All of a sudden, St. Louis has now won six out of their last eight. They're making a run. They're only a couple of games back now in the Central there. So they're not to be messed around with either. I think they've got one of the best bullpens in the in the Central there, much better than, I don't even care, with Kimbrel in Chicago. They've got a pretty good seventh, eighth, and ninth inning situation going on there if they can figure out, you know, the starting pitching and get these guys, you know, like Hudson. And, yeah, if they can don't mess around with the, you know, the Cardinals are a pretty solid team, which a lot of guys have slept on. Yeah, you know, this is also a team that could be a buyer at some particular point in the game here.
They are prone to making moves. And, Joe, let me give you a little fantasy nugget. I know you're asking me sometimes for fantasy baseball. They got you were talking about the Cardinals, okay? Their young fireballer, Alex Reyes, okay? Mm. If you remember this name from the past, he was like a kid who's been hot to trot for them. He is coming back from an injury. He has had a couple of rehab starts in AAA where he struck out 10 guys already, okay? He's either going to make one more start or is going to be back in this rotation. If you're looking for an arm, Joe, check in your league, Alex Reyes, okay? He's like 23 years old, one of these fireballers that had experience in the bullpen, but it looks like they're priming him to rejoin the Cardinals rotation upon his return. So if you're looking for a speculative guy that could have a high ceiling, Alex Reyes in St. Louis, and to your point, this is a team that I think can win some games if you need that wins category, okay?
Yes.
So it's worth a check on the waiver wire for Alex Reyes out of St. Louis.
Love that. Also want to send a shout out to Matt Carpenter, who had three hits last night. And Dane, I almost fell out of my chair watching this game last night. And I just happened, and I think the baseball gods wanted me to see this, because last night I turn up, he's at the plate, and they put the shift on him. The Marlins put the shift on him, and he promptly bunts it to the third base side. And and I was like, I can't believe I just saw this. I cannot believe it. It's unbelievable. Had three hits, and one of them was that perfectly placed. And it wasn't like like he hard hit it. You know what I mean? He pushed it down, but there was nobody there. And here we go, guys. That's exactly what I am talking about. And oh, by the way, he took second base because everyone looked at each other like, what are we supposed to do
assignments,
here?
Assignments, coverages, right? Yes. And what's the rotation? Yes. That's why they teach the wheel play in Little League, Joe. You know, it's the same kind of thing. The real question, Joe, is what happens the rest of the series? Do they continue to shift against him or not? I think that is the real question. Or is just one time doing it and getting a double out of it enough to keep you honest? I really think it is. Because if they know that you are capable of doing that, you know, then you're just basically you're giving up a base hit every time. So
absolutely.
I wonder if you force them out of that defense by just doing it once. I think that's the interesting note. We got to see if they continue to shoot against them the rest of the week.
And I'll tell you this, too. The exit velocity of that bump was 38 miles per hour. And he ended up on that was a bunt double, people, a bunt double. Because everybody the entire Marlins team looked at each other like, am I supposed to get that? Like, who's supposed to go get that?
Who, what, where? Who's on first?
I loved it. I loved it. And I can tell you right now, I wish more guys would take a look at that and go, okay, so you want to put everyone on the right side? Okay, let me know how this works out for you. And he is living, he showed it exactly last night how that could be a weapon, man. If guys forget about uppercutting, forget about all of this exit velocity and all this other crap. Guys, simply put the bat on the ball and put the ball in the place where they're not playing you. And guess what happens? You could bat 400 this year. I can tell you that right now. So kudos to Carpenter. Kudos to the to the Cardinals for recognizing it. And listen, he's been around the block a few times. So, you know, I'd love to see some of these younger guys go. Imagine what could open up for them if defenses got to play and got to worry about a guy being like, guys, he's just going to bunt it over there. If nobody's over there, we're screwed. So I would love to see more of that happen. I don't think it is, because everyone's in love with hitting home runs and exit velocity. But how cool would that be, Dane, if we started to see a little more and more of this when the shift occurred during baseball games?
I've been talking about it. You and I have been talking about this for a while with the fundamentals. Like, where is the hit and run gone? You know what I mean, Joe? But I completely agree with you. I'm seeing the highlight right now. And it was the pitcher who actually had to run out into short left field to go field this. So absolutely, I completely agree. The other thing is, can they do this maybe with a man on base? Remember in the World Series where Johnny Damon stole second and then stole third right away because no one was covering? I think this is absolutely what needs to happen. People need to be in the cage working on it, you know, and this is what we need to see. This is how you counteract it. I really would be interested to see. Joe, I know you got the Marlins, and so maybe you get the local feed. Let me know. Do the Marlins shift against Carpenter tonight? Because I really think that is the critical question. Does doing it once very well, does it force the defense out of the shift?
That's exactly the critical question, right?
Yep. Because it's the kind of thing like, you know, in football, they'll run the play 18 times until you could defend it, right?
Yes.
So here's that. That is the question. Is that the answer to the shift?
Yep. It's funny. You know, yesterday was the five-year anniversary since Tony Gwynn's passing. And there were a couple of stats that were posted last night on the MLB Network. Dane, you want to talk about, I'll share them with you, man. They're just mind-blowing when you consider what the game was and what the game is now. Guys, you're going to be blown away. We'll talk about it coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
Time to swing for the fences, guys, playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with DailyRoto.com. We want you to become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or simply become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars playing DFS. Now, if you're playing MLB DFS right now, but you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY, get yourself a 10% discount, get the lineup alerts, the projected ownership percentages, the weather updates, fantasy projections, and of course, use of those same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in DFS winnings. So it's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package only at DailyRoto.com. Simply use the promo code guys FNTSY and get yourself that 10% discount today. And want to welcome you in. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Make It Rain's the name of the show. And we had told you that yesterday was the five-year anniversary of Tony Gwynn passing, one of the greatest MLB hitters of all time. And we had mentioned how last night, and we're not big fans of the shift and the style of baseball here that has been what we're used to seeing now with exit velocities and strikeouts. It's either strikeout or home run or somebody walks and that's it.
Right.
Well, Tony Gwynn was the antithesis of all of that. This was a guy who never struck out, who always put the ball in play. And usually they didn't shift on Tony Gwynn because he would have made you pay. And some of the numbers they put up yesterday regarding him are just to show you, what it was like to be a true hitter in the game of baseball. The amount of strikeout, let's talk about Tony Gwynn's strikeouts looking, right, in his career. The most he ever had in a season was in his second year, 1990. He had nine. Then he had four. Nine. Then he had three. Then he had five. Then he had three. Then he had five. Then he had five. Then he had three. Then he had three. Then he.
Wow.
I'm talking about strikeouts looking. This was a guy that never struck out for the season. That's for 100 season, man. He combined.
Not like a homestand.
No. He combined 323 combined plate appearances against Maddux, Glavin, Schmaltz, and Pedro Martinez. He batted That'll 373 work. Against all those guys and only struck out three times.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. It. He played 390 consecutive games without striking out multiple times from 1989 to 1992. This guy is just, and he, what he hit, I mean, he almost hit 400 against four Hall of Famers right there. Glavin, Schmaltz.
Right.
He hit 390 against Schilling.
Pedro.
He had 474 against Eckersley, a Pedro, Glavin, Maddux. The guy was an absolute beast. And it just goes to, it was a reminder yesterday as they were going over and I'm going, man, Gwynn, part of that era was some of the best pure hitters we have ever seen. Obviously, we weren't around for Williams and DiMaggio, but guys, when you think of what that era
Boggs.
Had with Boggs, George Brett, Tony
Mattingly,
you had guys
Carney
that were
Lansford.
Could you imagine the shift? Could you imagine the shift during that era? It just didn't happen. Like
That's
it didn't happen.
It wouldn't last long.
No, it would not happen. And it was a reminder of what pure hitters used to be like in the game. And that's not what we've got here, which is, again, I think what makes Mike Trout such an outlier, because here's a guy that bats for, can hit for power, but he's also a guy that you're not shifting on Mike Trout. The guy's a 340, 350 hitter every year. He hits 40 home runs. I mean, you're not going to, it's a very tough situation to do. He's one of the only guys. And then you switch it over. They showed this yesterday too, regarding Bryce Harper. And, of course, anytime you get paid over $300 million, guys, there's going to be a microscope under you. And the Nats this year, keep this in mind, the Nats have a whole lot of guys hitting home runs. They're just not making $300 million. Bryce Harper has 11 right home runs in 65 games. Howie Kendrick has 11 and 54. Rendon has 12 and 51. Soto's got 10 and 55. And Victor Robles has got 9 and 63. So the more
the dollars per home run, I think it's a different value, right?
Hello, brother. Can you imagine? So, and it's, you know, I don't think it's fair. Let's see the whole year's worth. But again, you make over $300 million. I haven't heard one sentence or one headline regarding Trout being like, oh, my God, I can't believe we paid this guy $400 million. It seems like every other day it's people reminding, Harper that, hey, dude, you only got 11 home runs here in. I mean, hell, Encarnacion is now a Yankee. He had, what, 21, 22? 21 in less at-bats, you know? Like, hello, what's going on there, yeah. Bryce? Now, you can tell me the pitching's better in, you know what I mean, in the National. I don't necessarily buy that anymore. I don't know that that argument holds water these days because I think pitching is terrible in both leagues. So why you're only hitting 11 home runs in 65 games? We know he's not hitting for average. So it makes it very difficult to swallow the idea that you're paying. We knew this was going to happen too, Dane. Did we not call this and say he is going to get crucified in Philadelphia if this guy doesn't come out and go and completely go off? And we're still waiting for it. He has not gone off here. Howie Kendrick only plays, you know, half the time he does. How is Howie Kendrick not on a multi-year contract is beyond me. He's a year-to-year guy. Why is he not playing every game?
Because he's like 36. That's why. Because he's like 35, 36. I'm saying that's the answer to your question, Joe, honestly. The Phillies aren't going to be that pissed off, though, because they're seven games over. They're three games back of Atlanta, so they're still right in it. And here's what I'll also say, Joe, and you got to admit, though, when you get paid $300 million for your contract, some of that money is not for just production, right? Some of that money is for putting butts in seats and selling T-shirts and things of that nature. And Victor Robles is not selling jerseys, you know? So I think that's part of it. You know, but you're absolutely right. They may not be getting their money's worth. You always say follow the money, Joe. And here's what I'll say, and the difference between, say, you know, Boggs and Gwynn in the late 80s and what happens now. Follow the money. That's what people are paying for. You know, contract. You're paying for those home run hitters. Bryce Harper is a case in point. You know, that sort of thing. And I'm reminded in another job, Joe, I used to work for an organization called Harlem RBI, a nonprofit for kids, RBI standing for Reviving Baseball in Inner Cities. Mark Teixeira was kind of affiliated with our program. I had the opportunity to meet and chill with him a few times in outings with kids and things of that nature. And I asked Mark Teixeira this exact question. Okay, I was like, Mark, man, when they shift for you, when they shift on you, why don't you just drop one down third to kind of keep them honest, you know? And honestly, Joe, this is what Mark Teixeira, power hitter, guy that they used to pull shift against, you know, switch hitter. You would think he knows how to control the bat. He literally looked me dead in the eye and said, Dane, they don't pay me to hit bunt singles. They pay me to drive in runs. So that's what I'm going to do. Okay.
Looks
awesome. And so that's the thing. That's the mentality of players. They would rather take their shot and fly out than, you know, hit a little dribbler down third. And, you know, I know that that's what he said. And, you know, he was Mark Teixeira, so I didn't want to, like, debate the point with him like I would with you on air. You know what I mean? At, like, a fundraising event for the nonprofit. But I was going to be like, Mark, what are you talking about? Like, the win probability, and it helps, and you just got to do it a few times. So, but I wasn't going to actually debate the man, you know? He was Mark Teixeira. And so I was like, all right, Mark, I hear you. Keep bombing, bro. But it always struck me that was their mentality, and he defaulted right back to, like you say, follow the money. That's what they are getting paid to do, not getting paid to, like, you know, alter their approach, which I thought was interesting.
Which is crazy. And for those of you that are catching up on baseball, just a quick recap here. Some of the headlines and some of the things going on. I know we stuck a fork in Chris Sale for the month of April. And we were like, oh, my God, is there going to be something wrong? Well, it looks like he's figured it out, because in May he had an ERA of 2. And in 9 starts in the month of May, he had struck out 10-plus batters 8 times. So it does look like Sale needed a little extra time to be able to get back on track, and he has certainly done that. And don't look now, but the San Francisco Giants, who, by the way, I don't know if you know this, though, Dane, that Yastrzemski's grad kid is actually on the – is playing for the Giants now. They called him up, and by the way, he's just flat out balling. But they ended up taking the last two games against San Diego. They took 2 out of 3 against Milwaukee, and they just beat the Dodgers last night, who nobody at minus, I believe they were plus 220 underdogs in that game against the Dodgers last night on the road in Dodger Stadium. and they upended him, right? Beattie ended up beating Maeda there over there. We're talking 3-2 here. They ended up winning at a huge underdog price. So don't look now. All of a sudden, the San Francisco Giants have figured out how to play baseball and can actually put the ball in play.
Still the worst in the National League.
Terrible. You know. Absolutely terrible. But you know what? Congratulations.
Hey, you are plus numbers out.
Got to get those plus numbers. And by the way, it's now 17 straight games that the New York Yankees have hit a home run in. So will they continue that? Will they not continue that? I got to believe that with Encarnacion in there, it is actually tied for the second longest streak in New York Yankee franchise history. The total, the actual streak for most games with a home run, 25 back in 1941. And that had guys like, Ruth, Gehrig. They had a few guys in that lineup, too. DiMaggio, I think, was, or maybe that might have been the DiMaggio years there in the early 40s. Either way, there's 17.
They put up a graphic, Joe, during the game yesterday, okay, during the Yankees game, that had, you know, over the last, 15 years, let's say, home at-bats per home run, okay, how many plate appearances for home run. The top five in Major League Baseball over the last, 10 years, okay? You got Joey Gallo, who is number one, okay? Mm-hmm. The next four were all Yankees, okay? It was Gary Sanchez, Stanton, Judge, and the newest Yankee, Edwin Encarnacion, numbers 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the major leagues in terms of home run to at-bat ratio. So they're going to threaten that record and everything else, Joe. And they're going to need it playing the Rays and the Astros this week.
Yeah. And also, did you notice that Ohtani seems to be flat out crushing the ball there for the Angels. Now all of a sudden, and they've been waiting for this kid, man. And he has just flat out been balling, dude. I mean, he's hitting shot after shot after shot after shot, and he's only 24 years old. So imagine your choice here. And I think they put up, a 10 spot last night, 11 spot again, or 13, I think they put up against the Toronto Blue Jays. But this is a kid that, wow, man. And I think he's still recovering from Tommy John, is he not? Didn't he have
He's not pitching. He's only hitting.
He's only hitting now, yes. Yeah. So he's been a DH. He's only hitting 271, but he wasn't any good. He had 8 home runs and 27 RBIs, but he ends up hitting for the cycle this week. He hits bombs again last night. So all of a sudden, Ohtani is starting to break out here a little bit and get used to it. And that's a big combination there for the Angels, man. Don't sleep on the Angel overs, guys. With these, with him starting to ball out now. That over last night alone was 11 in that game, and it was, I believe, 10-1 in the fourth. So these guys can flat out ball, man. And how nice would that be to be like, all right, so we got Trout. So do I want to pitch to Ohtani and have him crush me, or do I want to take my chances with Trout? That kind of thing is pretty valuable in baseball to have that kind of 1-2 punch there.
Yeah, and don't forget, as I mentioned before with Edwin Jackson on the hill, Justin Upton also made his return in that Angels lineup and went yard right away. And Justin Upton, guys, he is the kind of guy, you know, you've seen him. He's been around for years as an all-star caliber, you know, slugger. But he's the kind of guy who is streaky also. And when he gets hot, he can carry a team, whether it be the Angels or your fantasy team, for a 2-week stretch, okay? Yep. This is a guy who can get real hot, and he already banged one last night.
Love it, man. Yeah, so it's getting good, man. Baseball's starting to round into form here. That's it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's just one of many sports that can carry you, help you make it rain through the next couple of months until we get to football. We'll touch base on a little football, a couple of future picks. We'll talk about that coming up next hour. Get ready. Let's make it rain here. Hour 2, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Bad news for Noah Syndergaard. He's on the injured list. If you're setting a lineup today, get him out. Going to be out at least a week again. This is just year after year. It is one thing after the other with him. All the ability, inability to stay healthy one way or the other. It's a hamstring this time. It only looks like 2 weeks, but again, hand, foot, and mouth was 4 weeks. You just never know with this guy.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the Evan TSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
You know, I don't want to speak ill of another country here, but I would go out of my way to say that maybe, just maybe, if you're planning on vacationing, you stay away from the Dominican Republic here, not because of anything other than I believe another American tourist was found dead in his hotel there, and that list keeps piling up, my friend. Not to mention what we got, what happened with Big Poppy, and I mean, hell, if Big Poppy's not safe in his own country,
if you don't mess with the drug lord, I think you might be okay.
Yeah, that might be good, but I'm fairly certain none of these people in these hotels that are being found dead had anything to do with a drug lord. It's just, it's a little creepy to me that, you know, it's all these people are just dropping dead in the Dominican while on vacation. So I'd call me crazy, but I would just say maybe opt for, I don't know, maybe, you know, someplace else, Turks and Caicos, any place else in the Caribbean. If you're going to go the Caribbean way, just avoid that. And speaking of which, you know, I know we talked about the shooting suspect, the guy that actually pulled the trigger. Did you see what the judge suggested yesterday, too, as well? I guess he was the man is nicknamed Bone. I guess he was ordered to spend 1 year in preventative prison as the authorities that said they were closing in on the guy behind it. But the dude who actually pulled the trigger, they know who the guy was, obviously, that bought all of this and wanted him dead. And they're looking for, he's a fugitive, right? But the guy that actually pulled the trigger, they're recommending a year in jail. Now, I'm not sure whether
or not. So it costs $8,000 to put a hit out on someone. And if you get bagged for it, you'll do a year's time. Hard justice.
Isn't that great? A 1 year in jail, maybe for being, I don't work on being a better shot. I don't know. I don't know why you, unless 1 year in Dominican prison, knowing as being known as the guy to shoot Big Poppy, maybe that's like spending 10 years. I don't know. Right. But I find it amazing that maybe they should just give him 10 minutes with when Big Poppy gets up and ready with a Louisville. Give Big Poppy to Louisville, close the room, and give Big Poppy 10 minutes. And let's see what happens there. But crazy as they still look for the mastermind, but are recommending 1 year in jail for the guy who actually pulled the trigger. Like I said, Nothing against Dominican, guys.
Bono
maybe
going to St. Lucia for his honeymoon, so he avoids the Dominican Republic.
There you go.
And other islands that are not DR.
Plenty of islands where guys are not dropping dead or getting shot. Absolutely correct. All right, hour number two. We'll talk some NFL coming up here. Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.